Blog Talk Radio.
Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that he made on the cross for us, he has become our Jehovah Shalom, which means Jesus is our peace.
Yeah.
Praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, July the 30th, 2023. Hallelujah. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by my beautiful Spirit Alive family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, holding down the California Western Coast for us, Lee and Terry Lawson. And then I have both of my beautiful spiritual aunties in the house. So on behalf of all of us here, we want to welcome you to this morning service, and we pray that you will hear something that will not only bless your spirit, it will uplift your very soul. Hallelujah. Right now, we are going to go to the Lord with the word of prayer. So won't you bow your hearts with me as we open up this praise party for the Most High God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come right now to your throne of grace, just thanking you for the opportunity to come together and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we praise you this day, not for what you do for us, but for who you are. So right now, yeah. Father God, we invite you in. We want your Holy Spirit to come on in and have his way. We want to lift you up, Father God, this morning in a way that you can draw all men to you. Yes. And we pray today, Father God, that someone will hear something during this worship service that will cause them to give their lives to you. Because, Lord, that's why we do all of this, to glorify you, to bring you praise. So, Lord, we just ask that you take control of this worship service and bless us indeed as you bless your people. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Anybody out there got some trouble? Anybody out there got some heartache? Me too. Just when you think it can't get any worse, somehow it gets worse. But my friend, hold on. When it feels like I might have a breakdown, I got a friend closer than a brother. Say, lay down your burden, your heartache, your hurting. It may not make sense, but here in this mess, I have peace. Let me go a little further, I'm about to bring it down. Every life has two choices, yeah, you can let go, or you can control. I chose to let go, now deep in my soul, I have peace.
Just you.
wash over my soul, and I know, yes, I know.
To God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we are blessed to ask the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth. And she reads to us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bible and give your undivided attention to the mother of this church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen, and good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or how far away from me you are, and so does our Lord and Savior. Our message this morning is entitled, The Antidote to Fear. We'll be looking and coming from 1 John, Chapter 4, part of verse 18. There is no fear in love. Love casteth out fear. Now, since experts tell us that babies have two natural fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. A study on fear was conducted on 500 adults of varying ages, backgrounds, and lifestyles. The results showed that they shared some 7,000 different fears. This means that they must have learned 6,998 fears since they were born. That is a lot of fears. Actually, our bodies are designed for faith. Fear was foreign to man until Adam sinned against God. For the first time, Adam knew fear, and he hid from God and said, I heard your voice. I was afraid. I hid myself. You can read about that in Genesis 3 and 10. Since then, men have been living in the realm of fear, fear of the future, fear of what others might say, fear of diseases, fear of flying. Actually, every fear is born out of the feeling of being cut off from God. If you think that God is still mad at you, that he is out to punish you, how can you have faith that everything will be all right? Can you have faith in your miracle? But I have good news for you. There is a sure antidote to fear. The Apostle John says that perfect love casts out fear. When you know that God so loves you that he gave his son to take your beating so that you can take his blessing, you will stop fearing. God so loves you that at the cross, Jesus was rejected so that you could become God's beloved. It was not the nails that kept Jesus on the cross. It was his love for you. And if God did not withhold Jesus, why do you think that he will withhold healing, finances, or a blessed marriage from you? Read about those things in Romans 8 and 32. Today, when you hear his voice, you will hear him say, You are my beloved child. In you I am well pleased. And you don't have to hide, but you can run to him without fear because he is not out to punish you. He is out to protect, prosper, and provide for you. So fear not to God. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and mighty word. The thoughts for today, run to God without fear because he is not out to punish you, but to protect, prosper, and provide for you. Amen and glory to God.
God is always good, and he has never failed me, so I know he'll work it for my good.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together. We get shoulder to shoulder. And we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. And when we pray here, we pray, beloved, expecting, believing, trusting, and being ready to receive what we have asked for. Because, see, God said, when we abide in him and he abides in us, we can ask whatever we will, and it shall be done. But you got to believe. And here at the Spirit Alive, in the Spirit Alive family, we believe in our brothers, our men. So this morning, we're going to lead by example. Because I'm a person that believes when the men of God stand and pray. Not the women can't pray. I'm saying, but when the men of God stand and pray, hallelujah, the people of God are blessed. So right now I'm going to ask Bishop Lester Carver to come forth and lead us this morning in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up, God. You're greatly to be praised. There's no other like you in heaven or earth or under the earth, God. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy in our life, God. Father, we thank you for your grace and the divine purpose that you place within each and every one of us. God, I thank you for the desire that you've given us to come boldly before your throne and receive all of your grace and mercy so that we could help others in time of need. Father, I thank you for you giving us the desire to share the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ, with others so that they can be restored, so that they can live a more than abundant life, so that they can be able to share the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ, with others so that they could come boldly before your throne. Father, I thank you for your desire to restore those broken places. I thank you for your desire to heal and mandate to heal those who have been harmed by the devil. I thank you for you having given your son's broken body for our physical wholeness so that we could be restored and made whole and strengthened and made able to fulfill your purposes in the earth, God. Father, I thank you for you giving us the divine army of heavenly hosts to protect us as we do your work in the earth. I thank you for us having no fear as we go forth boldly, knowing that we don't stand alone when we go up against the forces of evil in order to do good in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, and to fulfill your purposes boldly, knowing that you have called us to get the work done. Father, I thank you for your unlimited power in our life being manifested in all that we do. I thank you for us claiming dominion for your kingdom in a way that makes a difference, God. I thank you for you allowing us to be confident in our place, be confident in our purpose, be confident in our position, and be bold in our praise, knowing that we're proclaiming the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of your son, Jesus Christ, that changed things for mankind in the earth. I thank you for you doing away with the 4,000 years of separation between you and your people that allowed the Holy Spirit to be with us for the past 2,000 years within each and every one of us who have made your son, Jesus Christ, our master and our Lord. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to draw others to do the same, to commit to you, to commit to win and to prevail in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, God. Allow our heart for justice to overflow with the type of love that changes things, the type of love that restores things, the type of love that heals things, the type of love that builds things. God, I thank you for you giving us a desire to walk in victory, knowing that that is how we get glory for you, by backing down the forces of evil, by backing down the purposes of the devil, by uniting people with you instead of dividing people from you. Father, I thank you for all these things today and the wonderful fellowship we're going to have in your word and in prayer over these airways this morning, this afternoon. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say
amen. Amen.
They are. May we always find more room around God's feet. There is some peace, rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. Peace, peace.
May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace.
I pray you receive that tonight. May you always find more room around God's feet, where there is no sweet rest from the care. We ought to rest tonight for every woman, man, boy, and girl. I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. No matter the highs and the lows, the seasons of life may bring, I pray the Spirit of God
is revealed
and leads us to great and marvelous things. Whether we stay standing side by side or circumstances come in our goodbye, I pray we are blessed. One from another. rest from the care of this world. You ought to lay your burden down and rest from the care. That heavy load will not serve you on this narrow way. You ought to rest. You ought to rest. You ought to rest. You ought to rest. Rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl,
I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace.
Oh, hallelujah, and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. But before I begin, first I want to give honor to God, my Heavenly Father. I want to give honor to Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. I want to give honor to the mighty saints here at Spirit Alive and those servant leaders all over the world. God bless you. And I want to give honor to you, God's elect. May the blessings of God abide greatly in you and your household. Today, we are going to continue on our transformational journey through the book of Acts. It is very important to me that we look at the first church so that we can understand what we should and should not be doing, because we want to build a kingdom that is solid. Hallelujah. We want to help God build his kingdom based on his word. So today his word comes from Acts 21, and we will be looking at verses 16 through 26. And if you are listening to me via your smartphones or your computers and you don't have your Bibles, you can go to BibleGateway.com, type in Acts 21, verses 16 through 26, and it would bring it up for you. Today, I'm going to be reading from the NIV version because it is also important to me that we all get it, because we all want to see Jesus face to face. Now, the word of God reads as follows, starting at verse 16. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Manassas, where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples. And when we arrived at Jerusalem, the brothers and sisters received us warmly. The next day, Paul and the rest of us went to see James, and all the elders were present. Paul greeted them and reported in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. When they heard this, they praised God. Then they said to Paul, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed, and all of them are zealous for the law. They have been informed that you teach all the Jews who live among the Gentiles to turn away from Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or live according to our customs. What shall we do? They will certainly hear that you have come. So do what we tell you. There are four men with us who have made a vow. Take these men, join in their purification rites, and pay their expenses so that they can have their head shaved. Then everyone will know that there is no truth in these reports about you, but that you yourself are living in obedience to the law. As the Gentile believers, we have written to them our decision that they should abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. The next day, Paul took the men and purified himself along with them. Then he went to the temple to give notice of the day when the days of purification would end and the offerings would be made for each of them. May God add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to your throne of grace right now, asking, Lord God, that you empty me of myself, Lord God, I want you to step into this body of clay so that I, Lord God, can glorify you. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that this message would empower and equip your people and truly edify them. I pray in the name of Jesus that this will be a message, Father God, that will draw them to you, asking you to be their Lord and their Savior. And I pray all of this again in your wonderful Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Saints of God, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Now, Paul refers to God as the God of all peace. Now, there may be someone listening this morning that the only peace you give is a piece of your mind. But I'm so glad that you're here this morning, because maybe this message is for you. Because regardless of what we're going through or how we feel, we all need peace with God. We need peace with others. So why? So that we can have peace with ourselves. In our text, Paul's actions promote peace in the church. And we all know that Paul was a high-profile figure. But what about us? What influence do we have on peace among the members of the body of Christ? Do our words and actions have a direct impact on the unity of the church? So in light of this, I ask you this morning, what can we do to promote peace in God's family? Hallelujah. How can we be better peacekeepers for the kingdom of God? And today I would like to share three simple keys for keeping the peace. Now, the first point I'd like to point out, we keep the peace, saints, by praising God for his work among us. Verses 16 says, some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Manasseh where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples. And when we arrived at Jerusalem, my brothers received us warmly. And then we heard they went on to see James, and all the elders were there. And then Paul began to report. And when they heard everything that Paul reported, those folks began to praise God. Let me explain something to you this morning. Praise fosters peace. You know, a lot of us, we talk a lot about some of the other benefits of praise, like it results in joy. It gives credit where the credit is due. Praise lifts us above our circumstances and so on and so forth. Honey, we can sit here and talk about the benefits of praise all day. But for today, I want us to just focus in this one area. You see, praise helps promote peace among God's people. Why? Because praise is a natural, positive expression that comes from us when we see God at work around us. It's a beautiful thing. Now, how does this affect the relationships Christians have with one another? Well, one way to look at it is to ask what praise is incompatible with. James comments on this in the letter to the Christians scattered around the Gentile world, and here's what he says about our words and our hearts in verse 3, chapter 9 through 12. James writes, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. And out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water." If we have a heart full of praise, that all those things that are inconsistent with praise should never, ever come out of our mouth. Now, what is inconsistent with praise? Well, let's see. Let's run it down. Let me break it down. It's gossip. It's slander. It's complaining. It's cursing others, just like Brother James said. Listen, if we are tearing someone else down rather than building them up, then all we are doing is spewing salt water, not fresh water. We're not making any contribution to peace. All we're doing is making, we're causing strife and disappointment. Now, in our text, the Jewish elders were happy to hear that the gospel had effectively reached large numbers of Gentiles. Oh, they were thrilled about God's work among the Gentiles, that so much so that they began praising the Lord and thanking him for his free gift of forgiveness and grace that was so far-reaching that even it was setting the pagans free from their evil ways of living. Now, unfortunately, there were still some Jews who were not quite thrilled with the idea of Gentiles being saved without keeping the law of Moses.
Amen.
And these Jews were bound and determined to keep making trouble for Paul and for churches everywhere. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Oh, yes, these people were walking in pride. You know, they were trying to make God's grace their thing instead of a God thing. See, Paul says in verse 19, he reported in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. He didn't get up there and say, well, I did this and I did that. No, he said God showed up and he showed out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's really important for us to remember whose work it is and who really makes it happen. And the more we recognize that it is God at work among us, the more our hearts and mouths will be filled with praise for him. And the more we praise him together, the more peace and harmony there will be in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So let's keep praising the Lord together as he works among us. Not just to keep the peace, but because praise is right. Praise is natural for every child of God. And another way we keep the peace ties in with our humility. Sometimes we think we've got it all figured out. So we don't really listen to what the Lord is saying to us through another believer. Let me explain something to you. It takes real humility to realize the other believers might actually have some wise counsel for us to follow. Which brings me to point number two. We keep the peace by listening to other believers.
Yes.
Acts 20b through 23. Then they said to Paul, you see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed and all of them are zealous for the law. They have been informed that you teach all the Jews who live among the Gentiles to turn away from Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or live according to our customs. What shall we do? They will certainly hear that you have come, so what do we tell them? Thousands of Jewish believers now lived in the Jerusalem area. They were still devout followers of the law of Moses. But now they did not rely on the law of Moses for their salvation because they had placed their faith and their trust in Jesus. And now they were trusting him for forgiveness and right standing with God. And you know every time God gets at work, that's when Flathead shows up, Satan. Because, like I said,
amen,
unfortunately, there were still some Jews who had it out for Paul and were telling these believers that Paul was forsaking the Jewish way of life and teaching other Jews to do the same. That was a bald-faced lie straight from the pit of hell. But it was still damaging to Paul and his ministry among the Jews. Paul continued to honor the law of Moses. Paul was not anti-law. The only time he appears to oppose the law is when the interpretation or application of it conflicts with the good news about Jesus. So the accusation that Paul was teaching all Jews who lived among the Gentiles to respect the law of Moses was completely false. Paul encouraged the Jews to remain Jews and Gentiles to remain Gentiles. In fact, back in Acts 16, Paul had his young Jewish friend, Timothy, circumcised so as not to needlessly offend the Jews living in that area. Now, that did not mean that Timothy was saved by the circumcision or keeping the law of Moses. It just meant that he was Jewish and was able to live like a Jew. On another occasion, Paul refused to have Titus circumcised because Titus had no interest in circumcision. He was a Gentile, and he did not need to become a Jew. And, you know, this whole Jew versus Gentile thing, that conflict troubled the early church quite frequently. And in our text, these church leaders discuss it with Paul. Basically, they tell Paul that the believing Jews have been misinformed about it, and the peace and the unity of the church was now at stake. And in light of this problem, they ask Paul to listen and do what they tell him. And you know what? Paul humbles himself before them, and he listens to what they have to say. Now, please note, there is no mention of apostles here. Verse 18 says, James, the half-brother of Jesus, and all the elders of Jerusalem was there. Now, James certainly had some clout, having grown up with Jesus as his older brother. However, he still was not one of the 12 apostles and does not appear to have received such a powerful encounter and calling like Paul had. Paul could have resisted their counsel, challenging their authority and telling the Jews to just deal with it. But Paul loved the church and was willing to do whatever it took to promote peace and unity within it. It wasn't a huge stretch for Paul to involve himself in Jewish purification rituals and to help these Jewish men fulfill their Nazarite vows. Again, we got to remember, Paul was Jewish, and he did what Jews did. However, what the elders were asking Paul to do was no small thing, which leads me to my final point for the day. We keep the peace, thanks to God, by making sacrifices for the good of all. See what the word goes on to say? It says, there are four men with us who have made a vow. They told Paul to take them, these men, and pay for their purification rites, pay their expenses so they could get their head shaved. And by doing this, everybody was going to know that what the other Jews had been saying about Paul was a lie. They were going to know that Paul was living in obedience to the law. And it says, as for the Gentile believers, they said, we are written to them our decision. They should abstain from sacrifice to the idol, from blood and from sexual immorality. So the next day, when Paul went to get the men purified, he purified himself right along with them.
Yeah.
Then he went to the temple to give notice of the date that the purification would end and the offering would be made for each of them. You see, it's not about us being right and others being wrong. Paul certainly had the freedom to say no, let them think whatever they want to think. I'm not taking some silly vow just to prove allegiance to the Jewish law. I already know the love of the lawgiver, so why should I prove anything about the law? It was because Paul did care about the law most. He says that the law is good, not evil. And as a Jew, Paul followed the law. Like I said, unless there was a conflict between it and what God was calling him to do, he didn't have a problem with that. And it was okay for Paul to be Jewish and to adhere to the traditions and customs that he had inherited due to his ethnicity. If you are a Jew, God wants you to be a Jew and to love him passionately in a way a Jew might worship. If you are a Gentile, God wants you to love him passionately in a way a Gentile might worship. When we receive the good news about Jesus, God does not ask us to stop being who we were born to be. Paul spoke to the Corinthians about this in 1 Corinthians 7, 17 through 20. Says, nevertheless, each one should retain the place in life that the Lord assigned to him and to which God has called him. This is the rule I lay down in all the churches. Was a man already circumcised when he was called? He should not become uncircumcised. Was a man uncircumcised when he was called? Well, he shouldn't be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's commands is what counts. Each one should remain in the situation he was in when God called him. So what personal sacrifice did Paul really make here? Well, doing what a Jew would do was not a sacrifice to him. It was who he was. However, there's every indication that Paul personally paid for these four other men to complete their vows. And when Paul came to Jerusalem, it's very likely that he and his companions brought sizable offerings, hallelujah, to give to the church. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Praise God. So he stepped up to the plate. Hallelujah. He went above and beyond what he needed to do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He wanted to make it known that he wanted to give. But he wanted to give so it would mean something. So how much did it cost him personally? Well, we can't give an exact figure, but those who took a Nazarite vow normally did so for a month, and then they offered three animals, a male and a female lamb and a ram. In addition, they offered a grain offering, a drink offering, and a basket of bread. It may have been the equivalent of a few hundred dollars per person. Now, let me ask you something. Would you be willing to part with $600 to $800 to preserve the peace with your brothers and sisters in Christ? Now listen here, I'm not saying you can buy peace. Now don't get it confused, because you can't buy peace. But if you need to do something costly in order to promote unity in the body of Christ, would you be willing to do it? See, Paul was more than willing to make this personal sacrifice. And more, he was doing it more for the sake of peace and unity among the followers of Jesus, not for himself. Now, maybe you don't have $800 to promote peace among your brothers and sisters. But I would venture to say there's something you can do. You can be a peacemaker to those in your circle of influence. You can be a team player instead of trying to be the long ranger. You can pray for peace and unity amongst the Christians you know. You can avoid all that gossip at all costs. You can defend the reputation of your other brothers and sisters when you hear them being slandered and talked about. It may require a personal sacrifice. You may sacrifice your approval rating from those that oppose you. You might have to stand up against what others are saying about you. You may have to sacrifice your time and your energy. But whatever you do, you need to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Now, I just want to reiterate the main thought of the message. Listen, saints, if you take nothing else away, you take this away this morning. Our words and our actions have a direct impact on the unity of the church. If we desire to live in a way that honors God, that honors our Father, then we better place a very high premium on promoting unity within his church. See, It's not about me. It's all about the Christ in me and the Christ in you. It's about Christ in us, changing our selfish natures to loving ones. It's about the Christ in us, teaching us to repay evil, to not repay evil with evil, but to move in the opposite spirit and show great kindness, even to those who have wronged us. Now, that sounds radical, but you got to remember, Jesus was radical.
Yes. Glory. Glory.
Paul was radical.
Yes.
And it's all, you know, it's, but it's another of Paul's words to the church. I want to share this, and it's found in Romans 12. That's my favorite book of the Bible, Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 16 through 18. It says, and we will close with this. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. And if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Says to God, we can live in peace by praising God for his mighty works among us. We can live in peace by listening to our brothers and sisters. We can live in peace by making personal sacrifices for the good of all. Because if we know that not only does God give us peace, but he is our peace, we're going to do everything within our power to keep the peace. If we know that through the power of his peace, we are able to withstand judgment, we are able to withstand storms, trials, and tribulations, and still remain in our peace, oh, hallelujah, we shouldn't have a problem keeping the peace. Hallelujah. Our souls will testify to his goodness, and we'll be able to shout, it is well with my soul. No matter the trial, no matter the test, Lord, we're going to scream and shout, hallelujah, yes and amen, it is well. And oh, hallelujah, saying, don't you know that when you walk in peace, when you promote peace, you liberate others to do the same. See, I don't know about you, but me just knowing that I am the child of Jehovah Shalom and I am kept by the Prince of Peace who sees me, hears me, and loves me unconditionally is enough for me to always keep the peace. See, I'm too busy praising God for what he has already done. I'm too busy praising God for what he's already brought me from. And oh, hallelujah, let me break it down and go a little further like Brother Danny did this morning in his song. See, beloved, I know that I am walking in a peace that surpasses all understanding. And you need to know this morning, I'm not worried about any battle because my God fights every one of them. I am never worried about what I will need because my God provides. I know who I am in him, and I know that I have not arrived, but God still loves me, and he still keeps every promise that he has ever made to me. The goodness of God, hallelujah, brings me to my knees so much so that all I can do is worship him with my life, and no matter what my God does, my soul still screams, all is well. I praise God for the saying that he sends to speak a timely word in due season or a word of encouragement. Because just as I want God to use me, he uses other people too. I'm going to keep that reachable, teachable spirit because I don't know everything every experience known to mankind, but I know my God does.
Glory
I don't have to. I don't have to one up you. I don't have to pick a fight and me be wrong and you be right. Hallelujah. If you got a word for your sister, you better bring it. Hallelujah. You better bring it. I praise God for the privilege and the ability to serve him. And I'm always prepared to be used by him, no matter the cost. Oh, hallelujah. I told God that I would go wherever he wants me to go, and I would do whatever he wants me to do, and I will do it the way he wants me to do it. I will lift up my sisters and brothers in prayer. I will devote my time to discipleship, and I will meet the needs for as many as I can, wherever I can, for as long as I can. We can all praise God today for his peace. Because when we know that there is room for all of us at God's table, hallelujah, we ain't going to have no problem keeping the peace. When we are peacekeepers for the Most High God, check this out. We want everybody, everyone that we come into contact with to come to know God's grace, his mercy, and his peace. Francis Assisi wrote these words as a prayer. He said, Lord, make me an instrument of peace. Where there's hope and despair, let me sow hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there's sadness, let me sow joy. Lord, grant that I not seek so much to be consoled as to console.
As to console.
To be understood.
Yes.
As to understand. To be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Lord, make me an instrument of peace. Oh, hallelujah. I hope this becomes your prayer today. See, I'm not saying that God wants us to be uniform. He just wants us to be united. He just wants us to be together in peace. He wants us to be a family. He wants us to do everything we can to let the peace of God guard not only our hearts and minds, but our words and our deeds as we keep the peace in the family of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got to know, I ain't worried about a thing. I've got that peace that surpasses all understanding. I've got that peace that gives me that joy way, way, way down in my soul. It's a joy that the world didn't give me, so the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. I praise God for the message this morning. I give God the glory for the message this morning. And I pray that you have heard something this morning that has truly blessed you. Now, for the rest of the service, it's going to be special. I have a feeling it's going to be real special. I've been waiting on it. In a moment, I have asked Apostle Zeta to come forth in a very special way and speak to God's people. But before we do that, we're going to have Pastor Vanessa seal this message with prayer. And I love Pastor Vanessa's prayers because, one, Pastor is an intercessor. Pastor is a prophet. So when she prays, saints of God, oh, she's praying so that we might truly be changed. And then after that, we're going to hear once again from our bishop, Bishop Lester Carver. He has a word for the men. And while this is all going on, if any of you feel led to lift your hands or give God praise, all you have to do is press your one on your phone, and that will let me know that you would like to come on into the worship service and let it be known that you are a child of God. But right now, I'm going to ask Pastor Vanessa to please come forth. Amen.
Amen.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can now, dear. We can't hear you, Pastor. Just change phone. Hallelujah. We're going to work this out in the name of Jesus. See, hallelujah, the devil is mad, but he's not going to get away with it. And we have nothing but time. So what I'm going to do right now, you got it, Pastor? You got it, Pastor? Okay. God is still good. I don't care what nobody say. So while our pastor, okay, amen. Let me get her, see if we got her now. All right, Pastor. Are you there, babe? Pastor Vanessa? Okay. The devil is a liar. She's in the prayer, powerful prayer, and the devil don't like it. And while we get the technical difficulties together, I'm going to have Apostle Zeta come forth in a special way. And then we will hear from my beautiful sister, Pastor Vanessa. Amen. We're going to work it out right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, Apostle Zeta, why don't you come forth and in your very special way, please. Apostle Zeta?
Coming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, I lift it up, Father.
Yes, Lord. You're a good God.
Yes, you're a good God. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, hallelujah. Are you ready, Apostle? Okay, apparently, oh, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We're going to try it again. Hallelujah. The devil
Amen.
Is a liar. I know he's
yes,
good.
He is.
Pastor Vanessa?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes,
yes.
We can hear you. Beloved, we need you to pray right now because the devil is
yes,
busy.
Ma'am.
So you pray right now, please.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today for your presence in our lives right now. We thank you, Lord, today that we come against any interference in the airways. We thank you, Father God, today for a blessing over the word, that the word will be fruitful in our lives, that we have a level of expectation, Father God, to bear much fruit, and that it will challenge any places of weakness or darkness. We thank you, Lord, that you close the doors and even the access to confusion and mind-binding spirits, Father God, that come and challenge the word throughout the week. We thank you, Father God, today that we, in unity, we have come together, and in unity, we have high expectations. We thank you, Father God, today for the blessing of Bishop Cook, Lord, that you have filled her up to fill us up. We thank you, Lord, today that you will bring a restorative property to everything that was spoken over us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that these are areas in our soul that need to be ministered
yes.
to as it pertains to our will, mind, and our emotions to be
yes.
better. Lord, to also use it as it pertains to spiritual warfare that we deal with
yes.
every day. We thank you, Lord,
yes.
today that we learn to stand in places where we let you fight for us. We live in a very
yes.
self-dependent society. Everything is always what can you do and how can you do it for yourself, and everything is self-centered.
Yes.
But thank you, Lord, today that based on the word today and based on this, what this whole network represents, it's Christ-centered, Christ-led,
yes.
submitting, Lord, to that holy in every aspect of our lives. Thank you, Lord,
yes.
today that you are opening up more doors for us to walk in places of dominion and take authority. I pray in the name of Jesus that I thank you, Lord, today for great leadership at Spirit Alive Network. I thank you, Lord, today for those servant leaders. And I thank you, Lord, today for any broken down place, Father God, will be mended,
yes.
Father God, and will be reinforced in the name of Jesus as leaders, as we stand together, no matter
yes.
what's going on
yes.
in our lives,
yes.
that we lift
yes.
you up.
Lord.
And I thank you that I have a leader that believes in ministry and families. So I just thank you, Lord,
yes.
today that I'm blessed to be with my family today and that she gave
yes.
me room for that. gave me room for that, Lord. And so I pray like right now that we're able to hear from Apostle Zeta, Father God, to be able to close the services out. Thank you for all that you've done, and thank you for the blessing
yes,
on the
Lord.
Word, that it will be fruitful. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, back to our beautiful Apostle Zeta. Are you ready, Mama Apostle?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
yeah.
can. So come on in and shut this service down. The devil is mad. He didn't want you to pass it
yes,
off. So you just come
right.
on in here. You're going to shut this thing down. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just praise God for his goodness this
yes,
morning.
You do.
Yes. And all that he's doing. Praise God. It's not about what the enemy is attempting to do, but it's all about what God is doing. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, we have heard a wonderful word today. The word, I know it has blessed many of us. It's blessed myself. And I just praise God. And I know that there are others that may have heard the word that may not know Jesus in the pardoning of their sins at this point in time. But there, God has made a way. And Jesus is the only way to salvation.
Yes.
Romans 23 tells us that the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
But we know that salvation leads to eternal life. Also, I want to point out that we all have sinned and fallen short from the glory of God. However, God gave his only son, hallelujah, which is in St. John 3. Verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we all have that right to eternal life. Everyone, because Jesus died for all of us.
Yes, he did.
And I heard the message going forth, I heard this pointed out, you know, that we all are his. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
He cares about all of us, no matter what we may call ourselves or no matter what religion we may think we belong in or anything like that. Jesus still loves us, but he is the only way to salvation. There is no other way. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no better name under the heaven that's given to mankind by which we may be saved. And that's Acts 4:4-12.
That's right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to those that have not come to know the Lord and the pardoning of their sins, we really want to be a blessing to them, to let them know that they can be saved and they can be saved today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Today is your appointed time. Praise God. The Lord is beckoning you to come to him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's easy.
Amen.
And some people make salvation seem like it's so hard to attain, but it is not. It really is not. So I want to make that clear today, that you can be saved. It's simple. It's simple. But once you are saved, you need to grow in Christ. And how you do that is to be in a church, a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church, where you can learn more about Jesus, that you can have a closer relationship with him. Praise God, that you can grow and be strengthened in the Lord by his word and being in prayer and Bible studies and, you know, and all of these things and being in his service, learning more, hearing more, listening to the messages that will come forth for you to hear. And that will help you to be able to stay in a place with Christ Jesus, to turn from the ways of the world. And to have a desire to, because the more that you learn of him, the more you get into his word and understand and gain more knowledge, then you will not want to do the things that you used to do. You will want to turn aside from those things and be in service with God and be connected to other believers, which will also help and strengthen you. So I wanted to point those things out before I attempt to lead you to the Lord. Praise God. And also, if there are any backsliders that have gone astray, we want to make sure also that you know that even though you might have slipped away, gone back into sin, or even doing some of the things that you used to do, and we want you to know that you can come back to the Lord.
Yes,
you
come on.
Need to repent and come back with a sorrowful heart and wanting God to know that you are sorry for what you did, that you're sorry for walking away from God, that you're sorry from going back into the thing, the lifestyle maybe that he had brought you out of. You can come back to the Lord. I spoke to a person on this week that was really in a state, but she shared about her situation and what she was doing, but she was led back to Christ. Hallelujah. And,
Amen.
And then the Lord blessed me to just take the time out and give her scriptures to read. Hallelujah. And she's back. She's back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A backslider doesn't have to stay back, but they can come back.
That's right.
They can come forward. Hallelujah. And start off where they left off. Hallelujah.
That's
and
right.
grow into even a better life. Praise God. So we thank God for that, but I want the backsliders, anybody that has gone astray, that you can come back, that Jesus welcomes you back. He wants you to come back. Praise God.
Yes.
And then we have some of those that have accepted the Lord, but they're still struggling with substance abuse, other things. Hallelujah. That Satan has attempted lure them back in, or to make them feel like they are not strong enough to come out of this. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you can be strengthened. Hallelujah. By the word, by the prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Being loved on, others showing their love towards you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because those of us that know the Lord, hallelujah, it's not about us. Hallelujah. But it's also about allowing others to know who Jesus is. And encouraging them to want that kind of life, that they would want to be transformed. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. They will want to live a better life, that they would want the abundant life that Jesus died for so that we could have. We know what the enemy came to do. The word of the Lord says that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah.
Right.
We want to focus more on what Jesus said. Jesus said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can have
Amen.
The things that we need. We can have the things that we desire. We don't have to be living beneath our privileges or living without. Praise God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He is our everything. Everything. Praise God. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. Praise God. If you're struggling with substance abuse and all of these things, Jesus is your deliverer. Hallelujah.
Come on,
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we want you to know, hallelujah, that you don't have to be lost, that you don't have to continue in your struggles.
That's
Praise
right.
God. You just want to live a better life, want to give up these things. And I know that when we are not saved, there are things that, we think are pleasurable, but they lead to destruction. Praise God. So we can have a better life. We can live. God wants us to enjoy the things that he has given us, but we don't want to be caught up with the worldly things. We want to have our minds stayed on him, praise God, and seek for the heavenly things that will last, hallelujah, praise God, that won't run out, that you will always have Jesus, hallelujah, know that in the end, hallelujah, you will have that eternal life. But before we even get there, you can have a beautiful life right now, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. You can have a wonderful life and enjoy the Lord. And, hallelujah. Enjoy being around others that love the Lord. Hallelujah. You can rejoice, learn to rejoice in him. Praise God. And then you'll be able to tell others about him and about your life change and what it means and how different it is from living the life that you used to live. That now it's a better way. You've chosen a better way. You're walking down a better pathway. Not the path to destruction. Hallelujah. But that path that will lead you to eternal life. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
We just praise God for his goodness because he's here. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's alive. Hallelujah.
Yes, he
died.
Yes.
He rose again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
On the third day. As the scriptures tell
yes.
us.
Praise
God.
Yes.
And every word is true. You can believe on the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now,
thank you.
If there's anybody that is listening in today that would like to be saved, that would like to accept Jesus Christ this morning, you certainly can. Hallelujah. You know, the first thing that we need to do prior to getting saved is to admit, is to just admit that we are sinners. We're living in our sins. And as I said before, all of us have fallen short.
Yes.
And all of us have been sinners. Hallelujah. Even those that are saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And even once you get saved, as I was talking about the backslider, even once you are saved and you have sinned again, you need to repent and come back to God. There's a word, there's a scripture in Matthew 6. It's 6:33. It says, seek ye
first
the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I'm talking about good things because the God that we serve only gives us the good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He
Amen.
Doesn't give us anything that we would be not be pleased with. He gives us good things because he is good. Hallelujah. All right.
Amen.
If there's anyone that is ready to, I would like to lead you into a prayer. Praise God, and then we're going to pray for your life also. Praise God, because Jesus is life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. Okay, I'm going to take you to Romans, the 10th chapter, and we're going to, I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to pray. Praise God. Romans, the 10th chapter. Says that, we're going to go to the 8th verse, and it says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach.
Yes.
Because you have to believe. I mean, you know, none of us have seen Jesus face to face. Praise God. But we know by faith that he is who he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know that. We know that by faith, and we know it also by the word of God. And so it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, this is in the 9th verse, it says that, I'm going to restart over, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Amen. With the heart we believe, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For
That's
there is
right.
no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We heard some of that earlier in the message. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God's word
Amen.
Is true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is from the Bible. Hallelujah. And every word is true. Praise God. And it says here, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? I'm going to tell you how. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Hallelujah.
Come on.
God. As it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring
Hallelujah.
Glad tidings. of good things. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And if somebody is not preaching that to you, then you don't need to be following them. Praise God.
Come on. Amen. Amen.
The gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you should hear the word. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. And all of that will bring peace to you and glad tidings to you as well as good things for you. Amen. All right. Praise God.
Amen.
For those that
thank you so much.
Saved this morning, let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Believing by faith that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. That he died. Hallelujah. For all of us. And he rose again on the third day. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Suffered and died. Hung on the cross. Hallelujah. Bled. It was tortured and all of these horrible things. But he did it because there was only one way that we could be saved, and that was through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. His death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. That was the only way that we could be saved. The only way that we could receive salvation was through what he did for each and every one of us. And he did it because he loved us so much. Hallelujah. Because he wanted us to be spared from death. Hallelujah. From eternal death, I'm talking about. We all must die one day. Praise God. But we don't have to die. Hallelujah. We can live, hallelujah, and be with
Jesus
forever and ever. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Now, if you're ready, those that are ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, I'm going to pray a prayer for you, with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, repeat after me. Father God, I come to you this morning. I come to you. I'm admitting the fact that I am a sinner, that I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. But I'm ready today to be saved. I'm ready to be accepted by you. I want you to be my Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want you to come into my heart. I want you to come live in me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Allow me to be taught all of your ways. Hallelujah. And to have a right relationship with you, God.
Yes.
I believe that your son, that Jesus died for my sins to be diminished.
Yes.
I believe that by faith. And I am accepting you right now in the pardoning of my sins. I want to be saved. I want to live for you. I want to be in your service. Amen.
Amen.
And if you have accepted him this morning, hallelujah, I want to pray a prayer for you. Father God, I lift up those that heard the prayer and also repeated the prayer in order to be saved this morning. I ask, Lord, that you would bless them, that they would be led to a Bible-believing service, church, broadcast, or wherever you may want them to be placed. But they would be
Lord.
In your teaching, Lord. Hallelujah. That they would learn and know the word of God, that they would be strengthened by your word, hallelujah. They will be washed in your word, and that they will get stronger, and that they would have a relationship with you, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And that they would not
turn
away, hallelujah, but they will be kept, hallelujah, by the word of God and your teachings, hallelujah. They would grow and be strengthened, and also be able to be a servant for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so
and
much
for the
provider. We lift you up in prayer also.
Yes,
for
yes.
you, all you know from what I had spoken before that you can come back to the Lord by repenting to God, even on your own, and come back into the fold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And start off where you left off in Jesus' name.
Jesus
and those
name.
That are struggling with substance abuse, we pray for you this morning. That
yes,
deliverance will come for you, hallelujah, that you will look to God for it, hallelujah, that you would be willing and wanting to turn away from that and have a better life in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
All right, saints of God.
Yes.
We praise God right now. We praise God for his greatness, his goodness, and his spirit, because let me explain something to all of you. The whole reason that we do what we do is so that God can be glorified. And
Amen.
We don't want to leave no man behind. Oh, yeah,
Amen.
We want to reach the lost, but we are so concerned about those who have strayed away and those who
yes.
are struggling. We can't leave any man behind. Now, saints of God,
yes.
right now, I'm going to call forth our bishop. Because I know he got a word. I know he got a word because the Lord made sure he had over 30 minutes to give his word. It's going to be a good word. So right now, I'm going to call on Bishop Lester Carver to come on in and give a word to the men because, see, like I said, we want our men to be where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to do, so that God can be perfected and glorified through them. So, Bishop,
Amen.
Come on in and just take your time, man of God.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. I'll tell you, the word for the men this morning is in line with what was taught today, and that we have to stand in our place of peace and power, crisis and purpose. And when we understand that peace is a fruit of the Spirit, it's something that is produced in our life as a result of us engaging our spiritual power, unlimited power of the Holy Spirit within us, that we can be the men of God that God has called us to be. So when something bad happens, it doesn't knock us off balance. When something good happens, it doesn't knock us off balance. When something great happens, it doesn't knock us off balance. And when something ugly happens, it doesn't knock us off balance. We as men
All
have
right.
to be the source of present power in the lives of God's people, especially our families. So
yeah.
the verses that are going to be for us to call upon and to renew our minds are first
uh-huh.
located in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, where it says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed
yeah.
on thee. Because
Come on in.
The reason we trust in God is because God is all powerful, God is present everywhere, and God is all knowing. There is no
one
in the universe that is all-knowing, present everywhere, and all-powerful. That's why
Come
we
on.
Trust and rely on our God. And
yes.
as children of that all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere present God, we walk boldly in the earth, and we trust in him absolutely. The next
yes.
verse that I
yes.
call stand in the place of peace, power, purpose, and praise is in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27, where it says, Peace. And this is Jesus Christ speaking. It says, Peace I leave with you. My
yes,
peace
sir.
I give
Come
unto
on.
You. Not as the world
yeah.
giveth, give I unto you. Let your heart, let not your heart be troubled, neither
yes,
let it be afraid.
Be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Not let our heart be troubled, and not let our heart be afraid, and receive the peace that Jesus Christ left with us and gave
yes,
us
sir.
So that we could stand boldly. And confidently.
Come on,
absolutely.
That's good.
In our all-powerful, all-knowing, present everywhere God, knowing that wherever
mm-hmm.
we go, and his power is within us. And whatever he said is going to happen, it's going to happen. And anything that
that's
sets
right.
itself against God's purpose in our life is going to fail and going to get God glory by being subdued in the presence of the power of God that we carry with us everywhere that we go as men of God. So the last verse I wanted to call upon was in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, where it tells us to be careful for nothing, be anxious
uh-huh.
for nothing. That's why we
Come
as
on.
Men are not going around worried about this and worried about that and concerned about this. We are not concerned. We are not concerned. We are not anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we let our requests be made known to God, knowing that God wants to grant our request. Because, see, God didn't withhold his own son, Jesus Christ, from us. Having paid that price, he's willing to give us anything to ask for. And so he says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So we're to make worshipful language across our request to God. We're acknowledging his place in our life. And we're making our request known, and we're thanking him in advance, understanding that, letting him know. Now, we know that he knows, but we're acknowledging his presence and his desire to meet our need in whatever that we have. And so after that, it says, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So it's the peace of God that passes all understanding, and the peace of God that keeps our hearts and minds. So we are able to be constant because the peace of God allows us to be constant, allows us to be confident, allows us to not be anxious. And a lot of times the things God is asking us to do go far beyond our own natural ability. So as men, we are strong. As men, we are capable. As men, we are able. But the things that God is often asking us far surpass what we're able to do without him. And that's how God is getting glory out of our life. So when God asks you to do something that you know you can't do without him, just say yes and then call upon that power within you to give you the you need to focus so that he can direct you the way that he needs to direct you so that he can get his power out of you. God is trying to out of you. He's not trying to get you into heaven. So that is the word for the man today.
Hallelujah. I told you. I told you we had a word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a time I have had in this service this morning. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I just really want to thank and praise God for the members of Spirit Alive because, for one, you know, they are we're family. We're family. I thank God for each and every member of Spirit Alive, everyone that God has sent to be here. You are a blessing to us. We need you. And we want you to know that here, we're not about talking at you. We're about helping you to become the best that you can be in Christ Jesus and doing what he wants you to do. It's not about us. We just want you to be able to take something away from our services and our teachings that will help you to live an abundant life in Christ, that will help you to stand in these hard and turbulent times. We want you to take something away that you can, as you go through your week, you might remember, hallelujah, how Bishop just talked to me. You might remember something Apostle Zeta prayed. You might remember that prayer that Pastor lifted up. Hallelujah. You might remember something from that reading, and it will bless your soul. That and only then have we served our purpose, because we're not here to entertain you.
That's right.
We are here to bless you. We are here to lift God up. And I praise God for these faithful servants. And I praise God that he is moving. His spirit is moving.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I looked at our map this morning, and my brother Bishop and I had been talking about South America. And I looked at the map, and hallelujah, we got the whole country of Brazil. And see, I said, that's God. That's God. Mm-hmm. Because, see, the man of God has been praying that God increase our territory.
Amen.
And I have been sitting in agreement with it, like everybody else in the Spirit of Life family. So I want you to know that here you are welcome to worship God. You are welcome to praise God. You are welcome to press your one and lift your voice. You are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All are welcome at God's table. We want everyone to know God's grace, his mercy, his peace. More importantly, we want you to have a relationship so you will know exactly how much God loves you. Because when you know how much God loves you, you can't help but walk in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Because what you don't have a thing to worry about. Even when the devil comes against you, Jesus is standing right there. Right there.
Yeah.
We don't have to wrestle with him. We don't have to argue with him. We don't have to try to one-up him. All we have to do is stand back and let God be God. Let God do what he do.
Amen.
And translate that for the rest of the world. Hallelujah. So I praise God for everything that I've heard here today. It's been absolutely a blessing to my soul. And I pray that it was to yours also. So on behalf of myself, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mighty Bishop Lester Carver, his beautiful wife, Pastor Vanessa, our West Coast family, Lee and Terry Larson, my one of my aunties holding it down out there in Scotland, down there in Phoenix and everything, just down there in New Mexico. They holding it down for the Spirit of Life family. I praise God for you, and I love you with all my heart. And I
sure
we love
do.
All of you.
Yeah.
So it is, if there be nothing else, now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly, and may you always know God's grace, his mercy, and his peace.
Oh, yeah.
Amen, and to God be the glory. Saints of God, you are dismissed. I am unmuting every mic in the sanctuary because I want you to know and you be able to respond. Look here, we love you. We want to thank you all for coming. AT, I love you. Lee and Terry, I sure do love you. You know I love you, Bishop. God bless you all. God bless you. We love you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Zeta. God bless you, one and all. We love you. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Remember, saints, God loves you, and so do we. Amen. You are dismissed.
Hallelujah. Right back at all of you. Wonderful service. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.